No, today was the, I believe, the seventh coldest game in Viking history, and no, we're just thankful for all those fans that came out and toughed it out today. We know that this is going to be our home for the next 2 years, and you know, the remaining two home games that we have this year. So you know, we're going to use it to our advantage. And like I said, we're just thankful for those fans who toughed it out, and we're going to do our best to continue to just play great football and just pay our dues to those fans who came out today.
You had a couple of deep passes today. What do you attribute that to? Are you just settling in, or are you getting more comfortable? Is it something you're practicing?
Each week we practice on deep balls, and we just continue to make progress and make strides at completing them. You know, you're going to have some opportunities. You're not going to hit them all, but when the opportunities present themselves, you have to take advantage of them. And today we had Jarius lined up in the slot today, and we liked our matchup, and we took advantage of it.
You had a couple of maybe for somewhat frustrating outings the last 2 weeks. What did you do to maybe kind of bounce back from those, and how did you deal with
that? I just put it in the past. You know, we know that we have a couple more games left this year, and you know, we still have a lot to play for. You know, we have a group of guys here who understand Coach Zimmer's message, and each week we do our best to answer his message, answer his challenge. And today, you know, it was about all three phases of the game. Special teams, you talk about blocking, not only blocking two punts, but scoring both times you blocked them. I believe that was only the fifth time that had ever happened in NFL history. So we take our hats off to those guys, and the defense did a great job of slowing down their offense. We know that they can be in high-powered offense once they get going, and our defense did a great job of slowing those guys down. And offensively, we came out, we executed it. We had a great week of practice, moving the ball this week and completing the football. So today it was all about the three phases, and each phase played well.
Are you happy with the way you handled? Yeah,
I'm happy with the way, you know, the entire team handled the cold. You know, when we practice, whether it's inside or outside, you know, Coach Zimmer wants us to have that tough mindset, and the weather doesn't play a factor. You know, when we're out there, we have to continue to just execute and play our game.
Any frustration with the special teams guys on a cold day like this, keeping you standing there on the sideline?
I actually liked it. You know, I'm able to sit on the bench and stay warm, but you know, you never know how a game is going to turn out, and to have two block punts and then run back for touchdowns is very huge in the game, and no, I don't have a problem with it at all.
You've had to answer questions about starting fast. You guys did that. What was the key with that first drive, being able to go down and score that touchdown, and then also getting another touchdown when you were able to get back on the field in the second quarter?
We knew that we just had to jump on these guys early in the game, and you know, our guys did a great job. Talk about Charles catching the screen pass and running for 20-plus yards. You know, just plays like those spark the drive. And the offensive line did a great job when we did run the football. So, you know, it meant a lot to us to start fast, and you know, we did a great job throughout the day.
Hey, what do you think you're better at now than when you had your first start a couple of months ago?
I think I'm better at just making quicker decisions. You know, early in the year, I talked about getting rid of the football faster, but that wasn't the issue. I think I just need to make quicker decisions. And if I make quicker decisions, I'm able to get the ball out faster. So, you know, you talk about the touchdown that I threw to Greg Jennings today. Greg did a great job of just, you know, knowing his route, understanding, you know, the protection and everything. And, you know, I made the decision before the ball was snapped. The offensive line did a great job of allowing me to sit back there and make the throw, play pitch and catch with Greg. And, you know, Greg was able to make a move and score a touchdown. So each week I'm trying to make quicker decisions and continue to trust those guys each week. Our guys are doing a great job of spacing up in the passing game or in the run game. The offensive line is doing a great job of opening holes for the back. So all I have to do is continue to just play my game.
Some of those high-percentage throws you had early, was that kind of a plan this week to come out and get some short stuff to get you in a rhythm a little bit?
Yeah, we just, like I said, we wanted to start fast and, you know, this week when we repped those plays in practice, we had a lot of confidence in them. And we knew that coming into this game that, you know, we just wanted to get completions and find some rhythm, establish some rhythm. And we did a great job of that today.
Hey, Eddie, you talk about how much you work on the deep ball in practice and why the one to Jarius worked so well for you guys today.
Well, you know, it worked so well today because we liked our matchup today. Carolina was playing man coverage, and you know, anytime we get man coverage with Jarius Wright, you know, we like our chances. Or with any of our receivers, but Jarius is a guy who can really stretch the field, especially when it's against a nickel defender. But No, each week in practice, whether it's 7-on-7, we're throwing routes on air, or in live action, 11-on-11 action, we're taking shots with those deep balls, whether it's a deep post, a deep out cut, a deep crossing route, or just a 9 route. And we've been having some success each week in practice, and we've been making progress. And today we hit one out of the two.
You were a little
under the weather? Yeah, that's something that I've been dealing with, but our training staff has did a great job of jumping on it right ahead and been taking great care of me.
What do you think you were so much better with the accuracy today in the cold weather than you were, in games that were a little bit warmer than this?
Well, it was just one of those days where, I was able to just make the throws. The weather had nothing to do with it. We came out today and we executed our offense, and whenever we execute our offense, we're very hard to stop.
To Greg looked like it was an easy throw, but any extra concentration on that, considering you, one of the things you talked about wanting to improve was just getting in a rhythm with easy throws?
There was no extra concentration, and it's all about finishing throws, knowing that it's cold outside or it may be a little windy. Then you have to step into those throws and finish those throws, and that's all it was, just playing pitch and catch. I think it's more of me just giving the guys a chance and gaining that confidence. Like I said, throughout the week in practice, we've been working on deep balls and everything, and now I've been gaining that confidence and throwing it, whether a defender is playing our wide receiver off in off coverage or if he's press man at the line of scrimmage, just throwing it up, giving our guy a chance to come down with the catch. And today, we just missed it. I feel like I am, and we have a great, strength conditioning staff here who've been doing a great job of taking care of our bodies. And, as a team, we're getting stronger also, not only physically but mentally. We continue to play for one another. We know that each week is going to be a challenge for us, and we've been doing a great job of just answering those challenges.
These last games, what do you feel you have to prove yet?
We don't have to prove anything. We just need to go out and try to get better. Each week, we've tried to make progress, and these next couple games, we're going to continue to try to get better, continue to execute this offense, do what the coaching staff is asking us to do, and just play football.
You had by far your best passer rating for any game this season. How does this rank among the better overall games you've played as an NFL player?
It was a great game, but like I said, all three phases played well today, and the special teams did a great job. Whether they blocked the punt or returned the punt, they set us up a great field position. So, we were able to call plays where I was able to get high percentage completions, and just took advantage of the field position that we had today. So, I can't rank this game, but overall, the offense did a great job today of executing and working on what we had.
Thank you.